What is up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to the 100 After Show. Today, we are going to be talking about Season 5, Episodes 1 and 2, Eden and Red Queen. Will Raven get the ship out of space? Will Abby and Kane get one crew out of the bunker? And will Clark get out of her own head? We'll be discussing all of this and more, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You guys, we are back.
Oh, look at the lights.
Oh my gosh. It's been so long. We deserve a celebration. Years. It's been 6 years. It's been like 1 year since the show's been back
crazy.
On.
Yeah.
Welcome back, you guys. I am so excited to be here. I'm so excited that you're here with us. As you can see, we have a whole team of fresh faces. I'm your host, Taylor Gates, and I'm joined by two lovely panelists. Introduce yourself, please.
Hey, I'm Cherry.
How you guys doing? I'm Sarai.
As you can see, we're an all-new panel, yes. all-new kind of show, so an all-new panel is pretty appropriate. But we did have Alexis film a little goodbye video for you guys, because I'm sure she misses you all very dearly. So let's take a look at that before we get started.
Hey, the 100 fans, I know that you guys have been wondering, when is the after show panel going to be coming back for the 100 and everything like that? And you guys have been like, where's Ben? Where's Alexis? I promise you, everything is fine. The 100 panel is coming back. You might just see some new faces. Ben and I are going to be really, really busy this year, which is totally fine. And I promise you, this panel is freaking fantastic. These girls love the show, and they're going to treat you guys just like Ben and I do. So don't forget to tune in Tuesday nights for the 100 and, of course, the after show right after. I love you guys, and we will see you guys next time, and also till we meet again. Mwah. Bye.
Love Alexis.
Love you.
We miss her very dearly, but she has blessed us with her, you know, her blessing. We're the new commanders now. And we're really, really excited to be here, and we hope that you guys will stick with us and just keep interacting and keep hanging out with us, because we are super, super pumped.
Excited.
So let's just dive right in.
Let's go.
What did you guys think of these first two episodes?
One crew. Yeah. I'm all about my crazy red Octavia.
Yes.
I mean, I loved it. You know, I was wondering what was going to be the new enemies, you know, because every season there's new challenges. So now with them being in the bunker, we saw what happens with that. And then also on the outside, we see what's going on with Clark. So I'm just wondering who's going to be like the new standouts.
Yeah, so. It seems like every season we kind of take it in a different direction. Like the last episode kind of teases what's to come. Mm-hmm. And I thought these episodes were really interesting. It felt almost like little mini series kind of strung together because we're, you know, at very different settings. Everyone's kind of split up. And I'm anxious to see if we're going to kind of stick with that the whole season or if we're going to maybe bring it together pretty soon.
Well, I think they're going to blend it.
Yeah. I think so, too. Yeah.
So the first one, they had to take the time to just show everything with Clark. Because we may have gotten a little confused if they didn't juxtapose them, like, side by side.
Right.
But now, you know, I think episode 3 is going to be a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Xavier in the chat was saying that he wonders what their motivations will be to help Bunker Carew get out. But somehow, I don't think it's going to just come from the goodness of their hearts.
Oh, which is interesting. True. Very interesting. Well, let's start out talking about what's happening on the Earth. So when we first start out, it's basically just Clark. So 72 days have passed, and she is kind of going a little bit crazy. She's literally like the last woman on Earth, she thinks. What did you guys kind of think about that montage of her just like walking through the desert and kind of losing her mind a little bit?
I loved it because it really brought to home what the Grandfire did, which was burn the holy heck out of Earth.
Exactly.
And she was thinking, you know, I'll get in the bunker. No. Mm-hmm. I'm all alone. No. And you don't really think about it. If it burns the Earth, there's not a lot of food. There's no water. She was in desperate, dire straits.
Yeah. I mean, it showed a lot of strength on her part because there was no food. There was no one around. At that point when she took the gun and she was about to kill herself, I was like, that's a reasonable choice. But her being the star of the show, I was like, it's not going to happen. So I wasn't scared. But at the same point, I was thinking, that's actually honest. You know, she screamed and like cursed the heavens and, you know, about to kill herself. And I was like, okay, You know, but I for sure she wasn't going to do it pretty much. So.
For sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, she's spent all of her time kind of up until this for the past couple years taking care of other people and thinking about others.
Yeah.
And now she's literally like all alone. She's isolated from all of them. So this is a complete change for her. I loved a quote. She said, "What becomes of the commander of death when there's no one left to kill?" I thought that was interesting.
The writing is on point.
So yeah. good. There were some really great one-liners. Yeah. And I thought that scene where she goes back to Arcadia and sees all of her friend's stuff was just so heartbreaking. And I could understand the having the gun there, like that being almost a tempting choice.
Kind of having that one bullet left.
Yeah. So crushing.
I was so happy when she met the other little girl because I was like, finally, a human contact. At first, I thought it was an illusion. I was like, she's without water. She's without food. She's daydreaming about people. You know what I mean? Like, instead of daydreaming about a burger, she's daydreaming about somebody to talk to, you know? But once I realized it was actually another girl there, I was like super excited.
Yeah.
She was a little mini me, as in she was violent,
yep.
willing to kill, do what she needed to, which is very Clark-like.
Yeah. They got along immediately, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, her introduction was so interesting because they didn't quite get along immediately.
She was straight up trying to kill her.
She made the picture of her. You know, she's like, oh, she drew me. Like, I don't know why that melted her heart, but that's what she liked. So
that was cute. She did trap her in a little bear trap or whatever at first. I was like, ooh, she's like a feisty little firecracker right there.
Well, she started liking her after she was weak enough where she didn't find Clark to be a threat any longer. Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about The 100, though. They always have strong female characters. Like, I don't think I've seen a male character like be command in the seasons yet, right?
Yeah, it's always women.
It's always been Octavia, female. Clark, Alexa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then now they have a little mini me, little bear trap mini me. So we're gonna see what happened with her.
She's wonderful.
They're growing her up.
It's full of strong characters.
Yes.
And guess what? There are strong people here on Earth in the real world too. Do you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of life? For those who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister, be the Clark, perhaps, you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the 100 After Show, who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out, you guys. It is awesome.
I listen every Friday, and this week she had career advice. Nice. And even if you're not in the entertainment industry, she was on point. She said, work hard, always be your best, bring a gift, say thank you, which you wouldn't think people wouldn't think about, but thank you.
It's important.
It's so important.
Please, thank you. I thought it was like a Southern thing, you know, manners and stuff, but it goes a long way. You know, in the South, they say ma'am and sir and thank you and please, but it's some good things to live by.
I think they'd get along a lot better in the bunker if they had a Maria in there.
So true. Everyone needs a Maria in the show, you guys.
But
I'm
wouldn't be a show,
though.
It wouldn't be a show. Everyone just be hugging and kissing each other, and then, you know, the episode, the viewers will go down for your room, you know.
Yeah, so
it's
true.
It's all about the conflict. You
so
know?
True. So Maddie, we see Maddie and Clark kind of forming this almost mother-daughter relationship. And then we fast forward to 6 years later where there's a ship coming down. And at first, Clark thinks it's all of her friends in the spaceship.
Yeah.
And they quickly find out that's not the case. And we kind of got hints of this back in the season 4 finale, but we got it a little bit expanded upon here. What did you guys think of the sort of development with that?
I love it. Listening to them talk, they obviously have been in a suspended animation, so they didn't know what the heck was going on. And they're criminals, so you know they're not going to get along with everybody.
Oh, they're going to bring so much juice and fire. You're like, because they're prisoners, they're used to breaking the rules. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of different, you know, discourse between them, and then also the different, it's kind of like almost like three different groups now, because now you have one crew, then you have the prisoners, and then you have the other Sky Crew remix. I don't know what you want to call
remix.
Them. You know, remix Sky Crew too, you know. So I think they're gonna be, you know, very interesting.
Yeah, I think
when they meet all up.
I do too. I'm so excited. Like, I feel like the show has done such a great job of, like, parallels lately. Mm-hmm. Like, we have these prisoners crashing to Earth. I'm like, oh, so it's the 100 crashing to Earth kind of all over again. Like, yeah. And now Clark's the grounder. I just think that dynamic and mm-hmm. kind of that shifting of things is, mm-hmm. is so interesting and such cool writing.
Yeah, it's like the second Big Bang.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're kind of following. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
They're following, like, a certain rhythm, you mm-hmm. know? Now there's another descending, and it's, like, it's starting all over again. It's a whole nother cycle, so it's cool.
It's so interesting.
And what's going on with the ship and everybody? I mean, Jasper can't really be happy unless there's drama going on. Mm-hmm.
So true. Yes. So true. Yeah, let's talk about the ship. So we kind of see them the 6 years later as well, and everybody has, like, their makeovers. Like, everyone has, like, cut yeah. their hair or changed their style a little yeah. bit, which yeah. I love. And we see that some of the relationships have crumbled and some have just formed. So we have Murphy and Amori are now split up. Were you guys as sad about that as I was?
I was shocked. I thought that they were the perfect couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think all good things come to an end. You know, that might be the relationship in the person, guru and me, you know. I feel like that's the only way to kind of form a strong relationship is when you kind of break up and come back.
Yeah. You think that they'll probably get back together?
Yeah, I think so.
I do too.
I think so.
I don't know, because she realizes the importance of getting along and working together mm-hmm. while he is literally chaos. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. he always wants to cause some mess. So I don't know.
Yeah. And I think that the explanation, I don't think we know exactly why they broke up, but mm-hmm. it was something about Amor making him feel kind of inadequate. And so he's kind of distanced himself. And I feel like that's very in character for him. Mm-hmm. Like, when he finally gets a good thing, he's kind of self-destructive yes. in a way. And I don't know. I think Amori really made him a better person. Aww. And so I really
You're pro-love, huh?
I am pro-love. I really like them. Romance.
Stick by your man.
Exactly. Yeah. And speaking mm-hmm. of that, we have Echo and Bellamy kind of starting a little something-something, too. Were you guys surprised by that?
Did not see that coming, but you know what? You gotta love the one you're with.
It's very true.
I love all the love advice that's coming out. This is bonus, guys, okay? This is bonus love advice for you.
Very, very true. I don't know, because I know there's a lot of people that, like, ship Bellamy and Clark. Mm-hmm. You guys aren't for that?
No.
I kind of like Clark and Lexa.
First of yeah. all, anyone Clark is seen... with gets killed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never date Clark.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
Never date Clark. I mean, I don't know. I might try it, but... I know. She seems to be kind of like a bad luck charm, but she's yes, like,
that's true.
She
that's
just
true.
Tries. She just wants yeah. the best for her people, you guys.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when a Kardashian starts dating the NBA players. It's like, they all just,
it's just toxic.
Yeah, yeah, just, yeah. Athletes, celebrities, you know.
I'm obsessed with that analogy, by the way. That was no amazing. Problem.
You can have that for free.
That's hysterical. And then we also have Monty and Harper. What's kind of going on there, guys?
Hmm.
Well, Monty,
we both say, hmm.
I mean, I want Monty to have somebody, so I'm good with that. We'll have to, like, look and see, because I don't understand why they'd be together, but, you know, okay. they deserve see how some it happiness. Develops,
yeah. I want to see how they pair and how they aid each other.
Yeah. You know? I also like that, because I think that Harper is reassuring Monty in a way, because he's very worried at the prospect of going back to the ground because of kind of all of his demons are there. I mean, Jasper is a goner. He died. Mm-hmm. His mother just died. So, like, he's kind of the one person that he has. It's just so sad. Aww, it's just so sad. And then Raven just has to fix the ship. Yeah. Her love is
she's
science,
just,
I guess.
She's herself. Yeah, she's just she's just good with tools, you know?
She's a great
I love that
engineer.
She's not limping as much, though. She's yeah. her legs. Yeah.
She was fighting.
She got to take her space walk.
Yeah. She's one of my favorite characters by far.
Oh, yeah. She's a very, very strong character.
I was kind of hoping she'd end up with Bellamy, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Well, maybe this season. Maybe.
Well, I don't know right now. Their tensions are kind of high because Bellamy wants to get back to Earth so bad, and Raven can't do it, and so he's angry at her. Do you guys think that's justified?
No. What the heck is she supposed to do? They're lucky she got them up in space. They didn't burn up. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
They need to be appreciated what she's done so far.
Yeah, they don't appreciate Raven.
I agree. She deserves better, you guys. Yeah. She's the definition
Raven,
of deserves better.
Clark, Abby, those are... Oh, and Octavia now are like the four principal women. Like, don't make them upset, you
they're
know? Keep
the
them happy.
Four? Yeah. Sure.
For sure.
All right, so we talked about what's going up in space, what's going on on the ground, let's talk about what's going on inside the ground. So when we left off, the bunker has 1,200 people in it from all of the different clans. And so right off the bat, we're introduced to a new character, Kara. I forget which one it is. Kara. She's bad news. She's real bad news. So she works at like the farm station, farm station, and figures out that they're not going to be able to eat in a couple years. Very stressful. Did you guys feel like she was right in like telling everyone and stressing them out? What do you think that she should have done in this situation?
She should have kept that to herself. Well, not kept it to herself. She should have told the management, the people in command. Not everybody, because some of the grounders just don't seem to get along. They'll just make them go crazy. But it looked like all she was really wanting to do was have revenge and payback. Because, you know, payback's a bitch.
And help her people survive.
My husband and my dad. I'm done with all y'all people.
Yeah, and pretty much make her people survive as well. I think, you know, she's worried about 5 years in advance about them running out of food. And her natural instinct is population control.
Yep.
You know, and there you go. Once again, another strong female character busting through the ranks with a little bit of a death wish, you know.
A little bit of a dark side. Yeah. So her solution to this is to just take it back. Just shut it off and take it back. Kind of disrespect Octavia, which, yikes, would not want to cross her. But yeah, and we have Jaha, too, which... I thought at first that Jaha...
Okay.
I know, we'll get there. We'll get there. It'll be all right.
You ready for it?
I kind of thought at first that Jaha was Team Kara. Did you guys get that impression too off the bat?
Not really.
No.
No?
Yeah, no, not really.
Jaha is Team Jaha.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
always
a good point.
The outsider to me. Mm-hmm. He's always on the outside. He was the one who went and get the pill and had the revelation in the desert and all this stuff, you know? He's always... a little bit separated, in my opinion. Yeah. He's kind of a little bit of a hero in his own right as a character. So I think he needs to be kind of an outcast sometimes, you know?
Yeah. He likes to be the leader, and he likes to do the betterment for the people. But it has to be his way, or he'll space you.
That's a good float. You'll float, Jeff. He just seemed, because I felt like he seemed a little salty still that Octavia gave the bunker to the other clans rather than all of Sky Crew. And so I was like, ooh, maybe he'll team up with Kara. Like, who knows? But he did not end up doing that. He ended up kind of working with Octavia, and Octavia kind of forced him to, hey, open the door, reroute this electricity, and so they could get food again. And so they have him dress up like a grounder. Are you guys surprised?
Which is just basically more worn clothing. Like, it's more clothing, it's more black marks on your face, you know what I mean? Like, anybody can dress like a grounder.
That's true.
You know, that's a good Halloween costume this year.
Yeah.
Be a grounder. Just cut your clothes up and put dirt on your face. It's like,
some cool dirt.
You know, like, you totally don't recognize them at this point.
I remember I feel like I saw on Twitter that people used to, like, post pictures of, like, getting out of the shower with makeup, like, smudge on their face and be like, grounder look. Like, how to get the grounder look. I love
all
it so much.
All I mean
so
is just
much.
Dirty. That's all it means.
Really liked how Jaha, no matter how bad he might be, he truly does want humanity to survive. And so he kept really making Octavia realize she has to be a leader. She can't just phone it in. She has to lead everybody. And he reminded her that he didn't enjoy spacing people. It was reality. They didn't have enough food. They had to do certain things. And I think that was a really great way to remind everyone that at the beginning, Jaha really wasn't a bad person.
He got his hands dirty to save everyone. He had a beautiful line in there saying that the enemy was death. You know what I mean? So that he did everything to basically stop everyone from dying. So he set up an analogy saying that the reason why he floated someone was because she was, you know, basically chancing that everybody would die, or, you know, so then she became the enemy.
He floated her mother, which is how he got Octavia to emotionally connect with what he was saying, as well as to make her lose her temper. And he was like, that's what a leader, you have to make a decision, whether it's good, bad, whether you like it. This is reality. We're in a bunker and we have to survive till we can get out. And I was like,
Do you think it was, like, right of him to bring that up, though? That's, like, a really dark thing to bring up. Like, hey, yeah, I did kill your mom, but, like, she had it coming pretty much.
But it draw the emotions out of her immediately. Yeah. Because she had to switch from being, you know, a girl to being, like, a leader, you know? And what better way is to say, hey, I killed your mom? Like, instantly you're breaking character, you know? You're growing up really fast, in my opinion.
And it was reminder of the first season when Octavia was a meek, mild, timid person, constantly being battered. And it was a reminder, you remember when you had to learn how to fight? Remember when you went total grounder? Yeah. We need that girl back.
Yeah.
Or should we say woman? Because she's a woman now.
Yeah, she is.
That speech was amazing, though.
Yeah.
It did whatever. It did the trick.
It did the trick.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I think he knew exactly what he was doing. I don't think he was just saying it to, like, say it. I was like, this is going to draw this fire out of her. So it was cool. And it was a cool, unfortunately, last couple moments for him. Are you guys devastated? Or did you see it coming at all?
No. I have been saying he was just going to stay the entire show and eventually be like a roach and just crawl out of the earth. And I was like, what?
I love that analogy.
He survives. He's a survivor. The only person you ever want to be beside when there's mess going on is Jaha, maybe Octavia, and Bellamy. Because as long as Bellamy thinks you're one of his, he'll go to hell for you.
What about Clark?
Clark, people die around Clark way too much.
It's not her fault. It's just her essence.
Yeah. Remember, she killed her boyfriend. I love you, but for the sake of everybody, got to go.
Ba-boom. Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. And she cries.
She cries. I thought it was crazy. He survived so much stuff, especially when you think about what all the stuff that happened with Allie and the pills, and when the world was literally, like, people were being crucified in the streets, there was blood in the water. He survived all of that.
To die by a stab
wound.
To be shanked in the stomach last minute, you know, like, that was crazy. I really feel as though he's going to come back, though. I don't think he's dead. I haven't seen them bury a body, so I'm hopeful.
This is a good point.
There was no funeral.
But I really liked that it was a reminder that he was willing to sacrifice. He didn't tell anyone he was up. Like, if someone stabs you in your liver or whatever, you're in pain. And he's like, no, we need to save everybody. Because it was like when they kept the farm for everyone, he said, you know, them doing that means that everyone else is going to die out here. And his adopted new son that he replaced his old son with.
He was so cute.
He was like, oh, I don't want to kill another one of my sons. Yeah. No.
Be strong, little guy. Like, that was adorable. And I think they do that on purpose. Put a little kid in there to just pull at your heartstrings.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, I was kind of thinking about this. I wonder if they had the kid there because it reminded him of his son. Like, yes. I wonder if he would have fought harder to live had he not been, like, so vividly reminded of Wells with that little kid. You know what I mean?
That he sent to the ground and that he got mad at Clark for killing. And I think the little boy was the new accolade at the very end.
Interesting. Oh, interesting.
Because he was cheering and she's like, no.
Oh my gosh. That's accolades. A really good point. Because you're right. It wouldn't really make sense for them to just, like, completely drop his storyline. So that would be really, really cool.
We're definitely going to see a little bit more of him. I'm sure.
Oh, that's the older teen version.
And so, unfortunately, Jaha is no more, and his dying speech was just crushing. He was like, take me to my wife, take me to Wells.
Yeah.
He was
asking
sad.
For his wife. That in itself is, like, sweet.
Yeah. Because he loved his wife, yeah. Xavier said, so the moral of the story is blood must have blood. I think the moral is Octavia is in charge. Yes,
that's true.
Oh, yeah, we know that for
sure. You guys, let's talk about Octavia a little bit more. She has such a fun storyline this season.
She went straight up Kill Bill. Straight up Kill Bill season, volume 2 and 1.
I'm obsessed with her. So, but when we start out with her, she wasn't exactly that way, like in the season at least. So she is, Indra's kind of helping her, like, get the grounder look, get the commander look.
Which is just dirt and some blood. Yeah.
But anyway, she's like, listen, you gotta kind of look the part if you're gonna be in charge. And Indra's daughter, Gaia, does not agree with this at all. She still very much believes in the kind of sacred flame and, you know, nightblood and all of that stuff. Do you guys enjoy seeing their relationship and kind of that tension between Indra and Gaia?
Yes. Okay. I love the whole, she doesn't want to admit it, but she doesn't like that Octavia has usurped her daughterly love from the mother. Mm. And also she doesn't like her as a leader. But I loved how she changed after watching Octavia become a leader. Mm-hmm. And not just phone it in, but do what was necessary. And I also think she's going to be an advisor in the upcoming season. Because
she's by the right
Octavia
side.
Octavia was listening to her. She's like, no. Marketing girl, leave that blood on. Walk out.
Own it. Gaia is such a cool character. Because when we first meet her, she stole the flame from Rowan, mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. And so just her, like, kind of her transformation has been so like fun and interesting to see. And so I'm very excited to kind of see more of her. And kind of maybe teaming up with Indra and Octavia a little bit instead of fighting them all the time. Yeah. I don't know. I love those three together and their weird kind of family dynamic that's going on. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, really excited for more of that season.
It's kind of like she's the adopted daughter and Gaia's like, you know, I'm your blood daughter. But she's still competing for mama's attention a little bit. But at the same time, she's always going against her mom, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know,
because I feel like Gaia and Indra share blood, but Octavia is so much more similar to Indra in personality that it just creates this really interesting kind of conflict and but it seems like they've become kind of friends at the end of this and are kind of working together
of it, you know, because 6 years later, if I'm not mistaken, she's standing right by Octavia. Octavia has the bad, you know, makeup on and sitting at the throne, and I want to say that was Gaia with the shaved head, right?
Gaia has this, still has a blonde, but she has a little short afro. I think one of the reasons that Indra connected so well with Octavia is that she's a warrior, and as a warrior, she respects someone who fights, as opposed to her daughter, who was not exactly passive, but definitely a religious person.
So in this episode, we're kind of seeing Octavia, like, having to sort of choose sides. Like, is she going to be with the Grounders? Is she going to be with Sky Crew? And she says, no. We're not doing either of those.
Crew?
We are one crew. Let's talk about that.
That's like a 300 line.
Oh my gosh. So, so cool. What did you guys think? She literally killed like four people at one time and she didn't even get tired. Yeah. Like she just like keep bringing them on, keep bringing them on.
I want to know who her trainer is.
Indra.
She is in perfect shape. And I mean, it, as a viewer, I just wanted her to keep slashing, keep slashing. Like, I wanted more and more and more people to come. And she just keep whipping the sword out. Like, that was very intense. And she just kept saying the same thing. One crew, is almost like she was instilling that into their brains with a visual.
Yeah.
It's like, blood has been shed. Still one crew. Shed more blood. One crew. And then finally people were like, all right, listen. I want to live to see tomorrow. You know, no more bloodshed. I thought that was a great visual.
Yeah.
Knife drop. Remember, I won the contract.
Oh, yeah.
So
that was so, so cool. Yeah. And I love how her, or well, I guess it was Gaia's line to her, but the blood of our enemies is the armor. So, like, we go from, hey, let's dress you up, you know, like the commander, to, like, you are willing to sacrifice, you're willing to kill, you know, you are the commander now, and it shows by your actions. And so cool. She's such a boss.
Mm-hmm. Octavia, when she goes into the room when Kara was getting ready to commit suicide, she's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Not today.
Mm-hmm.
Not today. Like,
no. When she threw the knife and pew. That's crazy.
Her aim.
Yes. I thought she was going to go in just to kill her, to kill the mom, Abigail. And then she's like, nah, I don't want to pay for my crimes. I know what's coming.
Which is the cop out way, which was the cowardly way, to take the easy death. And I think, I believe she won the fight anyway. So she jumped
on that knife like butter. She was like,
Let's discuss like the 6 years later time progression, because we sort of know what's happening, but it's like sort of a little bit hazy. Yeah.
It reminds, I almost think that book they gave her that Bellamy would read to her, I think it might have been a book about the history of the start of Rome with the gladiators.
Mm. She didn't mention the gladiators.
And I think that's what she's sort of basing their democracy on.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally think at the very end, I think Kara was the chick beside her.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. It's sort of like her echo almost, like when Rowan was, you know, still alive and well, like sort of his echo, like sort of her advisor in a way. That would be really interesting.
How do you guys feel about that? The whole kill or be killed, last man standing type of shed blood to solve problems.
I thought it was really kind of cool and very Octavia-like. Mm-hmm.
Just now, that's a word now, Octavia-like.
Octavia-like.
It's O-L.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just because, you know, Jaha's way, you know, was to float people. Mm-hmm. And that's been a lot of their ways, like either lotteries or, you know, just executing them. And Octavia is, you know, has this warrior mindset. She's like, we're gonna, you know, take advice basically from the Romans. And it's sort of a Colosseum like mm-hmm. thing. Sure. Hunger Games, fight to the death mm-hmm. type of deal. And I don't know exactly, is it just, you think, like the prison system almost down it's, there?
A, she's incorporating how the grounders mm-hmm. do solve problems, yeah, which was blood. Normally yeah. they kill whoever was their enemy. And then she kept in mind they have to cull the amount of people in the room. And you have to follow the rules because they have such finite amount of resources.
Yeah, population control, too. Yeah.
And also, they don't respect yeah. passivity.
Yeah.
You have to fight.
That's a great point. She is kind of combining what they did on the Ark versus what the Grounders used to do into mm-hmm. this weird democracy, dictatorship, monarchy type ordeal. Yeah.
There's no TV down there.
That's so true.
Hey.
Go watch the new gladiator fight down.
Yeah. So cool.
What did y'all think about Cain being there 6 years later?
Yeah, well, let's rewind a little bit and talk about Cain and Abby, mm-hmm. kind of where they were 72 days after Prime Fire. So Abby is real mad at Cain still for saving her. Mm-hmm. Are you team Abby or team Cain on this one?
I'm team Cain and Abby. I like them together. They're powerful. You know what I mean?
I like them together, but they both have been pretty selfish when it comes down to saving people. Mm-hmm. I want to follow the rules, except for the person I love. I'll save you. Everybody else can die. I'm like, what? No, that's not how it works. That's not fair. But I totally understand what he was saying. And Clark wasn't in the bunker.
True.
They couldn't keep the door open. Yeah. And he's like, I'm not trying to sleep with Clark, so.
Yeah, and she opened the door to save him.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I saved you. No, you saved me. You know what I mean? It's kind of like they kind of even with each other now.
I think she's young enough to have another child anyway. Just have another baby.
No.
That would be crazy.
You can't have another Clark, though. Yeah. Clark is one and only.
Clark's like pseudo daughter would be like older than her sister or brother. Mm-hmm. That could get awkward. This is the 100, so literally anything can happen.
Hey, the child would be 6 years by now.
That's true. Oh, that's true.
With the fast forward, yeah.
That's right.
That would be like the same age. It would be good. It would all be cool. Nice. But did you agree? Because Abby's like so mad that he took away her choice.
Yes.
Do you think that she earned the right to have that choice? Because, I mean, Jasper got his choice. Mm-hmm. You know, to die, and she didn't believe that she deserved to live anymore. But Cain did take that away from her. I mean, I'm happy that he did because I love her as a character, but I don't know. There's like some weird questions there.
He made a good point, though. He said, we need you. Mm-hmm. I know you may have, you know, doubted yourself, you don't believe in yourself, but we need a doctor. He's like, you're too valuable. I'm sorry. I know you feel bad about it, but you're too valuable. We need people to help heal and keep the human race basically going.
Yeah.
So it was almost a selfish decision, too, because if I had to choose to save a doctor, I would have definitely saved her.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
And a dentist.
You can die from not getting your teeth done. Nice. True.
Yeah.
But I totally understand why she was angry, because that is taking away your autonomy. Mm-hmm. But also, they couldn't have people be awake because they all would have been fighting. Nobody would have been saved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's having a pity party, but I think towards the end of the episode, she was pretty much over it.
Yeah.
They, you know, he was like, I saved you because you saved me. And they held hands and that was it, you know.
Well, I mean, she kind of has to stop throwing the pity party when she hears someone above the bunker who she is so determined that is Clark, which we obviously as viewers know is Clark. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I love her. Like, she's such a strong mother. Like, she really fights for Clark all the time. And, like, she's obviously made mistakes in showing it before. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was just so beautiful, like, how determined she was to reach her and save her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's almost intuition, too, because she didn't hear a voice. She just heard a little knock. Like, she's like, Clark!
It must be Clark!
It must be Clark! You know? Nobody else knew the bunker
she's British.
Was there.
Yeah, I don't know why she has a British accent. It must be Clark! You know, and Clark is digging, Mom! You know, it's like, the intuition kicked in because between the two layers, neither one heard the other.
Yeah.
But she felt it. But it was kind of like deductive reasoning, too, because, you know, She was like, who else could it be? You know, but it could have been Grounders, could have been, you know.
But they wouldn't have known. It would have probably been the Nightblood,
though. Because yeah, they would have survived the Prime Fire.
Yeah. True.
So, yeah, it's probably it Clark. Yeah. It was a good guess by deductive reasoning.
Still, yeah.
But then, right when Abby is fighting her fight, she has a seizure and passes out because of, are we guessing it's probably from the chip, like from the procedure, the same one that Raven had done to like solve her seizures. So she kind of like passes out. And do we think that she's going to be okay?
What? I thought it was malnutrition, but the chip does make sense. That makes a lot more sense.
Oh yeah. That's a good point. I didn't even really think about
because,
that.
Because, you know, there was rationing and, you know, people were hungry. Yeah. I was thinking maybe she didn't eat her two bites that day.
Right.
Then, you know, she's like, you know.
I thought that was just to trick people into going out so they could shut the door down.
Oh.
Oh.
Because she immediately hopped up.
Oh. Huh. Interesting.
That was, because remember, that was when they were starting their little rebellion to push as many Grounders out as possible.
You're right, actually. I forgot about that part.
And so that's what that was about. Because at first I thought it was illness. And that way they had the doctors in there because they wanted to make sure they had the doctor to keep them healthy. But yeah, that was just her. And I thought it was interesting because she must have been really whispering in people's ears to even tell everyone, make sure you're there. We're going to lock all the Grounders out. What?
Interesting. Well, I'm worried that she is still sick, though, to be honest with you. Because she and Kane had that conversation. I don't know. I'm just worried. I'm real worried about her future. But I'm also worried about Kane's future. Because at the end of this episode, we see that he's about to fight to the death with Octavia overseeing it. Why do you think he ended up there?
There's no telling.
No
6 years
idea.
Later.
Yeah.
He always goes for what he thinks is right. Not necessarily what the leader says is right. Mm-hmm. He always makes the best decision according to what he feels. So he must have went against Octavia, I assume, or
Octavia looked surprised to see him there. To me, at least. She was like, oh, snap, like Kane's down here now. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm really curious, and I'm really scared.
I feel like he's going to survive.
Yeah.
Just because he's a main character.
We
not
can't
because
have
of
John die and then have Kane
then
die
Kane.
One
no.
episode later. That's
just
too
turn
much,
the channel at that
too
point.
Fast.
Like, no.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. It's going to be interesting to see. Do you have any kind of final things that you want to bring up or talk about before we get into our new fun little special segment predictions?
I was thinking about my favorite part was just the part about, you know, the fight. Let me see what else. Jaha's left. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Cool. All right.
Everything.
So, guys, it's a whole new season. It's a whole new panel. And we're going to have a whole new special segment for you every week called Boss Move of the Week. Because this show is full of, like, crazy, just, you know, empowered people doing all these awesome, badass things. And so my pick for Boss Move of the Week is Octavia telling people to choose one crew or, you know, be the enemy or die. Gosh, I forgot the line, even though we heard it like 20 times.
One crew is the new crew.
Yes.
You are the crew, are the enemy of one crew.
Choose. That was my favorite part. And at the end, she's just covered in this red blood. And she's not taking a shower, I guess, because we have to preserve the water and stop it from getting dirty is my guess. Or maybe she just wants to look real cool. I don't know.
She wants everyone to see the blood.
Yeah, that's true. They did say that.
This is me just being anal, right? You notice how she's covered in blood, right? But around her on the floor was like little bitty dots of blood. So it was just all on her, but no blood got on the floor?
I don't know, man. She just took the brunt of it.
She just took the blood, just like, just but never, the gravity just let it stay on her, right? I'm so weird. I look at weird stuff like that.
No, continuity is very important.
She was drenched in blood. Her hair is drenched. She looks completely
maybe
red.
She walked a little bit and it kind of is, I don't know, guys.
Yeah.
We'll just give it to
forward,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll give it to him. Was that your guys' pick too for Boss Move of the Week?
That was Major Boss.
It's pretty hard to beat.
When she was sitting at the gladiator area and she's looking down and she's like, yeah, I'm queen. Peace. What?
Such a cool
I was like,
queen.
Octavia was pretty much the boss move for the entire episode.
Yeah.
Star for sure.
Honestly, the series. Like, let's be real. She's been so, so cool since pretty much day one. Mm-hmm. Love her so much. All right, guys, let's get into some predictions. What do you guys... Oh, yeah, sorry. We got the music.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Love the red hot predictions.
Yeah, this is perfect for the 100. This lighting is perfect.
It's like sci-fi.
It's very sci-fi. What do you guys think is going to happen?
Hmm. Oh, let's see. I think Kane is going to survive the 6-year pit.
Okay.
I think Clark is, obviously she's going to survive the situation with them, but I think she's going to somehow join that group.
Oh.
Clark always seems to be a person that brings the different mm-hmm. clans together. So I think she's going to go from being an enemy of the prisoners to all of a sudden being, you know, maybe leader of them, or she's going to date one of the main chicks or date one of the main guys, and she's going to do something like that, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm hoping that they'll start getting together to figure out how to get out of the bunker and that we will see more of Octavia's mental health as she's dealing with mm-hmm. having to like thumbs up or thumbs down people. Yeah. More Octavia. That's all I want. More Octavia. More Octavia.
So I would love some too. Mm-hmm. I would love me some more Octavia. I agree with you guys. I don't think that these stories are going to be separated the whole season. I think mm-hmm. that we're going to get at least two of the groups uniting, whether that's getting, you know, the bunker people to Earth and reuniting with Clark, or the space people to Earth and mm-hmm. reuniting with all of them. I don't know.
Do you think they're going to go against each other? Like one crew and Sky Crew Remix are going to all of a sudden go against the prisoners? Do you think there's going to be an alliance between those two?
I think maybe.
That would be cool with the prisoners.
I don't either.
And I think when everybody in the space goes over to the other ship, that's going to be a major drama bomb. Because they're prisoners. And it'll be some females over there, some new men. I have a feeling it's a bunch of non-consensual, no means no issues. Mm-hmm.
Happening. Interesting.
But there's always going to be some type of love matching between the different clans.
That's so true. That's the whole show.
Yeah, it's inevitable. So
yeah, I wonder. I really want some background on these prisoners. Like, mm-hmm. how did you get up there? How long have you been there? Mm-hmm. What did you guys do? I know one of them is a mass murderer. We got that line, I think, at mm-hmm. Maybe the end of season 4 or maybe the beginning of this season. I don't know. I watched them like back to back, so it's kind of blending. But yeah, they're bad guys. They're dangerous, I think. So,
I think it's always gonna be that one that just went to jail for eating too much food. You know what I
mean?
Right.
Like, there's gonna be like the Jasper of the group.
Exactly. And he's gonna be the one that's a little bit more reasonable, or she. So
yeah. Oh, I'm very excited. Well, we're about out of time, but this was such a fun episode. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. Where can everyone find you guys on social media?
You can find me, Cherry_LA, on Twitter and Instagram, and hosting Deception, the Expanse, and the Terror.
You're busy.
Nice. You can find me on social media as Funny Sarai, FunnySayrie, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as well, Sarai Comedian.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Alphaba_Anne, on Instagram at Taylor_Gates_, and every Thursday I host the Law & Order SVU panel at 8. Also, make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook on all social medias to keep up to date, and make sure to subscribe to the AfterBuzz TV sci-fi channel on YouTube so you can watch all of our shows every week and all the other awesome sci-fi shows every week. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and I will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
Yeah,
the views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.